America Weekend.
Hello, this is Carl Sabatino along with Roland Smith. And this is Smith Sabatino, heard here on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Thank you once again, all of you, for tuning in to our affiliate stations down the line. Hello and welcome. Roland, I'd like to talk about something. You know, I'm always a proponent of the new and people who step out to make things happen as opposed to talking about it. Starbucks has started a trailblazing program with Arizona State University with regards to the tuition, sort of paying it forward to make sure that the people that work at Starbucks are educated and are able to afford, able to afford an education, mm-hmm. afford it. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea. It now combines the private and publics together in a manner that makes sense, finally. You know, many corporations over the years have had college programs where you would stay with the company. IBM was famous for it for many years. AT&T, the Bell Labs, at one time General Motors, though they dropped the program before they went bankrupt some years ago, where you would be able to get an education paid for by the corporation. However, you stayed with the company and sometimes signed a contract to stay with them. Otherwise, you'd have to pay back the university for the education. But this is a different program. This allows the employees, the partners, as they call them, of Starbucks to work with Arizona State University to get their education, but to be able to afford that education in a cooperative program with Starbucks.
And there's a criteria, as I understand it, yes. that they must meet before the money will come from Starbucks.
Correct, correct. One of them is that they have to be average. They have to be good employees, et cetera, and so forth. No write-downs, as they call them. But I like its approach because it's innovative. It begins to get us off this docket where we have to come up with the money, $250,000, $300,000 for an education in some institutions these days. Who can afford that? Except those that have the means. What about these very bright young children who cannot afford it? Those who are struggling and their parents are struggling, they have a right to an education in this country. And some of these universities have gone. And by the way, most of these universities were founded as not-for-profit organizations.
No, I know. But, you know, I mean, I had three sons in college at the same time.
Bless you.
And my twin granddaughters just graduated from high school.
That's
and
correct.
They're going to not cheap colleges.
No.
And I don't know how my son does it.
I don't know how he does it either, but I've got to tell you, did we ever hear of scholarships? But I will say this, and I know we want to move on to other topics, and we should. I wanted to get this point out. For our listeners out there, there is always hope. But when a private company, and this is a fully private a company, and it is privately owned, is finally partnering up and at least achieving moving forward on an initiative to do something, you've got to give them credit for that.
Indeed.
You've got to give them credit for that. And I do hope that it works. I do hope that it works.
You know, from time to time on Smith Sabatino, I often talk a lot about poetry. It's become an avocation of mine. I've published 3 poetry books.
Wonderful books, I might
have done
add.
Yes. Allegedly very well. I mean, you always think you could do better. But I think poetry is an important aspect of understanding today's hard and a very, very busy world. And what I like most of all is a quote from John Kennedy, who said in 1963, shortly before he died, he spoke at the dedication of the Robert Frost Library at Amherst College.
Yes.
And this is what he had to say.
Robert Frost coupled poetry and power. For he saw poetry as the means of saving power from itself. When power leads man towards arrogance, poetry reminds him of his limitations. When power narrows the areas of man's concern, poetry reminds him of the richness and diversity of his existence. When power corrupts, poetry cleanses. For art establishes the basic human truth, which must serve as the touchstone of our judgment.
And Carl, I would add to that that the poetry encourages not only the reader and the writer to tune into the inner side of life and story and to see the illusion of life as well as the being of it. And I would invite everybody to join me there.
A journey, trust me, ladies and gentlemen, worth taking. And I have, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, so from time to time, I will use poetry not only to make a point, but I'll also just share it because of its grace that I think it imparts. Not just mine, but some of the great classics.
And in that statement from John F. Kennedy, poetry, in so many words, gives us a moment to pause.
Yeah, and you know what? It was just 3 weeks later, I believe, that he was assassinated,
yes. Carl Sabatino, good point, good thoughts, as always. Roland Smith, Carl Sabatino, America Weekend, Envision, Radio Network. Stay with us. We're back.
America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What would you do for $1 million? Well, social psychologists know, and here's the science of it. Even in this difficult economy, 16% of the population said they would punch out their boss. But get this, 24% said they'd do it for free. 20% of the population said it would take $1 million to get naked in a public place. 30% said they would strip down for $100,000. 14% said they would cut off their arm for money, but 80% said no way. And get this, 6% said they would compromise their mate's sexual integrity for $1 million. Shame on them.
Hey, for $10,000, I'd wear the nightgown my grandmother was buried in.
What's a cheap psychological trick? We do what we need to do to survive, but when you sell your soul, you can't buy it back. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. A lot of motorcycles are fast. Some are faster than others. Somewhere near the very top, one machine which will catapult the rider to 60 miles an hour in under 2.5 seconds. Say hello to our new little friend. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma, my man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. At 386 pounds light, this 998cc bike cranks out in excess of 200 horsepower. 190 straight out of the box. Dudes with knowledge will be able to make it run even faster. Made by the company Harley-Davidson couldn't get rid of fast enough. F4 RC models. MSRP of 42 large. Italian maker MV Agusta's F4 RC. Add asphalt and rock. Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.